Blog Talk Radio.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
This is not what this society is.
Wrong, so make it right. Wrong, so make it right.
Bring it back to terminology.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Different levels to society.
Wrong, so make it right.
Back to terminology. Coming up with no passion. Most coaches is acting. Technology's distraction. We violated, they trapping. I can never let no other human being become my master. Talk like a man, walk like a man. I've seen these blacks have to die for what folks to understand. I get it, they wanna take us back and segregate boys to men. They say you resisted the rest of boys and blue our poison at. I'm working with the sheriff, said we both is voicing it. All life should matter, I ain't talking about all God. They beat you, there's a Photoshop, and then the cop is getting off suspended. They should revoke every license, but then they got a job, and we remain silent. We're fighting, they fighting, our cultures are divided. I'm observing the United States, and I decided. At least I'm happy that people starting to come together. We need a bigger man. Japan don't last forever.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Different levels to society.
Wrong, so make it right. Wrong, so make it right.
Bring it back to terminology.
Wrong, so make it right. Blame it on the black man. Blame it on the white man.
Different levels to society.
Wrong, so make it right.
I'm not Biggie. It's not all a dream. I'm March Killing, 2017. In his car sleep, he committed no crime. Taser, dead, he was shot 5 times. Euclid PC, what are y'all doing? It's in cold blood. You murdered Luke Stewart. Family cries for justice. Mom does too. Black Lives Matter. Bought in BMA. True. City of Euclid. Cops still has a job. Pray to God. Creator, make it stop. Now in July, black man gets a beat. UFC, MMA, out in the streets. And brother Richard Hubbard the third, beaten by a cop he didn't deserve. His girl arrested, begging for his life. Guess he's lucky, huh? He ain't died.
On leave after this video of a violent struggle with the man they arrested today surfaced. Tonight, that video is being reviewed. Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining us. I'm Tracy Carlin. The cell phone video shows a police officer repeatedly punching a man. Police told us he was...
That's Two Wrongs Don't Make It Right from that Black House Sounds Presents. Another Dan, and people will remember this particular CD. It was called none other than CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, Two Wrongs Don't Make It Right, song produced by Joseph Motley Jr. And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 22. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. You can look for Hood Tunes Radio on blogtalkradio.com. You can call in to the number of 646-478-0944 if you're listening live. And I also want to give you the fact that you can send an MP3 format commercial or song to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Tilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, I would like to let people know, first of all, did you call my personal phone line when I'm live on the air? Larry H. Gardner? Oh, come on, man. Anyway, I want to tell people you can also check out Common Sense Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can Twitter Alfred Porter JR1 and Hip Hop Workshop 2. So that Alfred Porter JR number 1, or also Twitter Hip Hop Workshop number 2. You can Instagram Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley JR period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook Hip Hop Workshop Records. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can go online at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. Web is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. Also, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. And now, I can get into some things. Sometimes I can't get into all of that. I just can't. So every once in a while, I get a chance to get those out the way. Before I go to my first phone caller, I do need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Eric Wilson, Nothing video on YouTube. Number 9, www.pourmesome.com. Nice little venture that's cross marketing in the entertainment and everything else from HGS Music, as well as Joe Little III of the legendary Rude Boys, Big Mark from Brother to Brother Entertainment. Number 8, Black House Sounds. 9 new projects since COVID-19, including Doris Cox with LSD, LSD and the Sheriff on a Black House Sounds joint, Joseph Motley Jr., Endo Dubsack, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, new video was just released. You can find all of that on the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. Number 7, Nelcia, N-E-L-C-C-I-A, Love Set Free. Over 200,000 plus views on YouTube. Number 6, debuting the East Cleveland Protest piece. Justin Anderson set it up. My voice is hoarse because I didn't expect to be leading it off and going as hard as I did with it. I didn't, but it featured today in East Cleveland, the Pure Women's Coalition, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Federation, Justin Anderson, of course, councilperson Juanita Gowdy. He backed her on this show, endorsed her. The artist called Pop, don't ask, legendary Pop. East Cleveland Democratic War Club was there. It was phenomenal. Before I drift off from the number 6 space, when I did speak, represent man in the street, like I reminded him, we were there because Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, you had to come to the legendary history city of East Cleveland, the city of East Cleveland, Millionaires Row, where in the city of Cleveland, a marauding police force chased Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, from downtown Cleveland, across the bridge, through the west side, back across the freeway, through the Steel Yard Commons, back across the freeway, into East Cleveland via Superior to Euclid, up in Heritage Park, where they gunned them down worse than Bonnie and Clyde. So we had to let them know why we were there. Now, going back to number 5, Facebook listening party for Soulja Boy album, The Soil. That's the real one. Not the Soulja Boy, tell him who stole his name from the 216-440 Cleveland Bone Thugs and Harmony affiliate for the Mo Thugs family. That listening party for Soulja Boy album, The Soil, is this Saturday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, midnight, 7 to midnight at the Zulu's Club House at East Cleveland, 16375 Euclid Avenue. That's debuting. I should also say that the East Cleveland Protest for Peace, that's a debut as well. Going to number 4. Number 4 that's debuting is Facebook. A-R-J-E-Y-E, RJ Day. The unofficial summer kickoff was in parentheses. Larchmere's Porch finishes off at Saka Hasbury had that over the weekend. It was a nice affair. Number three, debuting Facebook. COVID-19 Concert Volume 2, The Flip Songs. That happened last Friday with Stan Moore, renowned, accomplished artist. Number two, Facebook, and it moved up to number two. Protest in Cleveland to alert judges and for Ohio prisoners, May 29th. More on that in just a little while. And number one, Facebook, I Can't Breathe. Justice for George Floyd. More on that in a little while. I'm going to go to the phone line. Don't want to keep you waiting too long. I thank you for calling in. 216-400. 216-400. How are you?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Go right ahead. We got you.
Okay. I was just thinking we all have been through so much talking about the police until somehow that brought back what Dr. King went through, the police.
Mm-hmm.
All the dogs, you know, the police spraying them with the hoses and all of that. So it just brought back all of those fighting for what?
Justice,
for
peace,
right.
Respect.
And guess
mm-hmm.
what? There's been many a year, and Dr. King gone, and we're still in the same boat with the police.
Right.
So I guess we just have to keep praying, and we don't give up. That's just one thing. And so thank you all for having a peaceful rally. Y'all did a good job. So the others, those are just people that like to take advantage of opportunities to loot, fire, you know, steal, take from somebody, or whatever. And that's one of the things they have kind of set us back, because instead of doing something worthwhile, help us to grow, we always do something to take away. So let's hope this time that they will see that they got a problem with the police.
Right.
So let's just hope something good will come out of this, better then. Because if they don't fix it for the blacks, well, the rest of them are not going to be happy either, because if they do something to us, they'll do the same thing to somebody else.
Wow.
So I'd like you and your group telling Black Lives Matter they're doing a good job, and thank them for supporting Black on Black Crime. And so
I will do
that.
No problem. I will do that. And thank you so much for what you had to say. And please feel free to hold a line as we go back and put you on hold. Before we do anything else, I again wish to thank people. You know, there were a lot of different things that happened over the weekend. One of those things was on Saturday. I will say that it's interesting. 65 adults, one juvenile arrested following the destruction in Cleveland. So that's 65 adults. One juvenile arrested based on the Cleveland Saturday night. And a lot of those people, believe it or not, was they were here in our city of Cleveland and the surrounding area. So it wasn't like weren't on the scene. I will say that the moment when a group of agitators, how a peaceful protest in Cleveland turned, we'll say, violent. If you turned on the TV or opened up the live stream, you know, Channel 5 covered it best. And I used their Facebook Live because it showed everything. You'll likely see the violence and destruction that ravaged the city, our city, the 216-440. The protest intended to call attention to police violence and shed light on racial injustices turned into a riot in a matter of hours. How to get to that point? Well, you know, I'm going to say the riots just don't start by themselves. Let's start there. They don't. Things happen because of a reason. And let's look at the fact that during the protest against the police violence, racial injustices following the death of George Floyd, Clevelanders gathered together, joined by others of multiple races, with signs demanding justice. All power to the people. I can't breathe. Justice for George Floyd. Chants expressing the desire for change. No justice, no peace. Prosecute the police. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I can't breathe. So I'm just setting the stage of what happened, because the protest began on Lakeside Avenue, and some marched west, stopping outside of the county jail and moving on to the stairs of the Justice Center. That's when that part of the protest took a turn. On the stairs of the Justice Center, more chanting began, but a few individuals shifted the energy, beginning with chants of profanity and then throwing food and trash at the building. While a few individuals were attempting to turn the protest into a more violent one, peaceful protesters pleaded for them to calm down, pulling away some who were attempting to pull open the doors of the Justice Center and asking them to stop their aggression. Peaceful protesters attempted to push the group of demonstrators who marched to the Justice Center back onto the street, seemingly aware of the threat of escalation the few violent individuals could use. Don't give them what they want, one woman shouted. Back, please, back to the street, another woman shouted. Do not get violent. Do not get violent. That's what they want. They want to think we're violent, but we're not. Now, on the Facebook Live page that I pulled up for Five concerning the whole incident, you will probably see during that time frame, I would like to say that, and I want to give almost the exact time so that you'll know that, basically speaking, I kind of know a little bit about what I'm saying. At about the 1 hour, 29-minute mark with about 40 seconds, you will see the co-host from Al Porter's Hip Hop Workshop radio show, Commentary Cleveland. Her hoodie says, I can't breathe. And in the front of it, it said, Miss Commentary. Miss Commentary. That's the main thing from the radio show that airs on Voice. She tried in vain to stop everything that was going. There was a white girl who begged and pleaded with my co-host. And then there was a young brother who, for the most part, did his best, very best, to stop it. But anyway, police arrived. They came out and created a blockade in front of the Justice Center. From there, individuals set on fire, set on violence. They set on the violence, and they were throwing items at the line of officers. One person could be seen kicking an officer's bike. Those few violent acts were the catalyst to police reaction and attempt to control the crowd with a chemical deterrent. With people tear gassed or pepper sprayed, that area of the protest erupted. And windows were smashed, property is spray painted. While a group of violent individuals began running rampant in the street, others who wanted to spark change using peaceful demonstration continued to do just that. Protesters stood on the sidewalks with their signs still attempting to send a message nonviolently. Some chanted, some danced. Even the Black Man Army bus got hit with a thing of tear gas. With the police not working to control the crowd, groups of peaceful protesters were inevitably caught in the violence, having chemical deterrents thrown into their ranks as well. Now, and dispersing many of those were still valiantly attempting to keep the protest on freaking track. So the reason I say that is because, Houston, we have a little bit of a problem here when it comes to that before I go to the 216-255 number. Here's my takeaway on some of what's going on. And I'm going to go to the 255 just because you called in. Sure. I'm not happy with the protesters because usually I don't get Lunchables. They were handing out Black Lives Matter to make sure people were getting food, like Lunchables, vegetables, water. So I'm going to say the water bottles and all of that shouldn't have been thrown because we never know at the next protest or what have you, the city could get indignant and say, hey, you can't bring any more water or this, that, or other. And that's what I'm partially on the 20-foot stepladder for my soapbox to say. Could have gotten way worse. But on the flip side of it all, Hoo-wee. Things that upset me about this also is that, you know, I was talking to Brickhouse Wellness, who was down, and she made a very good point on the flip side of it all. Before I go to the next couple of phone callers, those are heavy plexiglass doors and windows. Now, follow me on this. By right, the police could have stayed their happy ass on the inside of the jail. They didn't have to come outside of the Justice Center to push anybody back. Why? Because unless somebody had a freaking cannon, her words, or a rocket launcher, you are not going to harm the plexiglass. Now, don't get me wrong. Everything could have been spray painted, and I'm not saying the protesters were right. But the glass that was broke was not on the Justice Center. It was of the little toll booth where people have to open it up and say, come inside, don't come for the parking area, the driveway. You couldn't destroy that plexiglass with some water bottles and some vegetables and some Lunchables. I'm still mad at y'all for throwing the Lunchables, but that's a different story. The thing is, you couldn't. So they could have hunkered down instead of exasperating, meaning the police, because that's who came out and threw the stuff. That's it, plain and simple, period. I'm going to go to the 216-255 phone number and see who we might have. With my luck, it's probably Chief Calvin Williams saying, you know something? We're going to do something and put a curfew on your radio show. Darn it, 216-255, how you doing out there?
Good evening. Very well, thank you. Was there an assault by broccoli? Did I happen to hear that? I don't know. Is that true?
Yep, it was assault by broccoli.
Wow.
Yeah, and an orange and an apple, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Al. Well, you know, when I was there, this is Don Bryant, Cleveland, Ohio,
okay.
North Relton. Mm-hmm. North Relton, actually. Okay, so I left. I might have left at 4 o'clock. I heard the Channel 19 helicopter coming over, and I left. I was just heading out because, you know, I just had a few health issues that day, and so I was heading home. My grandson was there till 6 o'clock, he said. He saw, you know, he almost got hit by the tear gas canister. What flew right by his leg at a high speed. Luckily, it didn't hit him. He saw another guy throw back one of the canisters and then get hit in the nuts by a police officer. I don't know if that was on television or anything. Okay, and then he also noticed somebody trying to start a car on fire. And, of course, the swastika was a symbol that was displayed by these folks starting cars, from what he said. Now, one person that was trying to start a car did it for – I mean, start a car on fire – worked at it for 20 minutes. I mean, you know, he walked away, and then he saw the same person still trying to start that car on fire 20 minutes later. So that means that the city's cameras ain't working, or they just want to let people start cars on fire. Okay, to me.
Right.
And what else, the rest I watched on Channel 19, so I can't really – but what I saw was a peaceful march from the time I was there. And from also, my grandson said that Black Lives Matter announced, we're going to march to the Tower City right now. And that never happened. Nobody moved. So then, I heard, they marched, Black Lives Matter took the march back to Free Stamp. So that's what I understand.
They did.
So
they
anything
did.
That happened after that was not Black Lives Matter, you know, involved or... Even some of that side stuff that happened during, because I don't know when the time, but of course we know that was some, white supremacists, it sounds like to me. Okay. So
it does.
That's the end of my story. Appreciate it. I saw the black on black crime boss coming by. I saw Terry Tollfree.
Right.
And I hope she's on the call tonight. And I hope she got on the bus because she said she was tired of walking. Anyway.
Yeah, she's doing well. I got a chance to talk to her, and it was just so many people. But I thank you so much for your phone
Thanks,
call,
Al.
Don.
I'm going to listen and appreciate that. Okay.
No problem. Before I go to this, I have 702 area code, 937 area code. I kind of know what these phone calls are, the 702-937. I just wanted to let you know. I didn't get my stimulus check, so bill collectors who's trying to collect, you're going to have a tough time. You'll still have to wait on whatever payment plan we can figure out. This coming Thursday, line up at 4 p.m., Strathmore in East Cleveland. Strathmore, right where the Family Dollars is in East Cleveland. Council President in East Cleveland, Ernest L. Smith, is having a march, a different type of march starting at 5 p.m. Police officers who feel that the police officers should be arrested and jailed for the murder of George Floyd will be marching side by side with the citizens in the historic city of East Cleveland. So that's happening this coming Thursday. Police officers who feel that way have been invited to be a part. They said they would be a part. So I'm looking forward to that. That's this coming Thursday, June the 4th. I have to put it out there because it is a major historic day in itself for our region. Now, the one thing that I do know, let me give a shout-out to Brother C-Rock from the block. When we first saw the riot police come through, for the tear gas canisters came out because doing the security work we were doing with the people, we went on the bus, myself, Shakespeare, C-Rock. So we fell back and missed the tear gas being thrown in our direction. Got to give a shout-out to C-Rock who noticed that the riot police were changing in broad daylight on the corner of Ontario and St. Clair. I guess getting geared up to come around the other side. And Brother Don is right. Black Lives Matter went on with their march. It didn't go to Tower City. It went around. And there were a lot of people who, instead of following that, they just didn't do what they were supposed to do. They chose to do something. I'm going to go to my phone callers. But next week, you know, you hear a lot of different words being used, but you want to make sure it's in the right context. So next week, we'll deal with infiltrators, saboteur, disruptor, opportunist, some of the differences and some of the things that they have in common. But I digress. Let me go to my phone callers. Hold on, everybody. This is a bill collector. My name is Freddie. 702 area code with the 609. How are you doing? 702 area code. 609, I appreciate you because you knew the rule. The rule is, and that goes for the 937 number, but I'm hoping you'll speak because I want to hear from you. The main rule we have when it comes to that is, disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, you can always stay silent and go back on hold, but if you change your mind, you can call back and press one. So that means if you change your mind and you want to say something, you can dial back or you can press the one key and I'll see there. But now that I have two other phone callers, let's go to the 937, which is probably a bill collector, but that's all right. 937, we're the 219. How are you doing out there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, I think I know this voice. Who are we speaking to?
Jocelyn Smith. I'm in Dayton area. I'm in Fairborn, Ohio, but I'm about 10 minutes from Dayton, Ohio, near Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Wow. And what caused you to call in this evening?
Well, I mean, I really just want to make a comment about all the protesting, and people are just using different words. Some people are calling it protesting, some people are calling it rioting, and some people are calling it looting, and you know, I just have a lot of mixed feelings about it because, I mean, black people have had to face injustice for a long time now, especially in the state of Ohio. I mean, I had injustice done to me and, you know, Governor Mike DeWine, the Attorney General's office. I mean, everybody turned their back on it. And
true,
I know I'm not an isolated case. This happens all the time. Where whether it's police officers, whether it's detectives, whether it's prosecutors, judges that do so much corrupt things, and all you know, agencies do, they'll turn their back. They'll either turn their back and look the other way or pass you to another agency or just blow it off and tell you to hire an attorney. And not everybody can afford to hire attorneys, you know, to fight for justice. Why should we have to hire attorneys to fight for justice when your own police department is doing it or your own prosecutors or judges are behind the corruption?
I love that. I do. Well, I needed to hear that from you.
That's the thing, you know, like I said, you know, I don't want innocent people to get hurt for fighting for our rights for justice. But it's just a shame that it had to come this far. It's a shame. And it's just built up frustration of all the killings that we see on TV. These are just the ones that we see on TV. You know, let's not talk about the ones that happen behind closed doors throughout the whole state of Ohio. I know throughout the country, too, but since we're in Ohio, you know, all the corruption that happens behind closed doors throughout the state.
Right, right. And that's true. Absolutely true. And so I appreciate you for calling in because you have had to fight, like you said, to at least get certain things exposed and dealt with, which I look forward to at least dealing with very soon. But I will ask you this before I go to my next phone caller. What kept you from giving up?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
What kept you from giving up? Because you could have given up and stopped fighting. They made it very hard for you. And then basically speaking, you won.
Yeah, I mean, I did win, but that's what they want you to do. They want you to stop fighting. They want you to give up. But how many people have given up and look where we're at now? We can't give up because because so many people have given up and just say forget it, well, that gives police officers more confidence, you know, and corrupt attorneys and lawyers and prosecutors, we can get away with this because they do give up because they're tired of going to the attorney general's office and Dave Yost's office say, well, you need to go to this agency. And this agency says, no, you need to contact the governor's office. And then Governor DeWine's office says, no, you need to contact this agency. And they just pass you from agency to agency. And you really don't get justice. And we shouldn't have to spend money on attorneys to get justice, especially when it's wrong.
I'm into that. Thank you so much for calling in, and I hope this means we'll hear from you more in the future.
Yes, yes, you will. But that's just my take on it. But thank you for answering my call, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I can say that she just proved a point because when it comes down to it, our organization, we did the very best we could to assist Jocelyn Smith as best as possible all the way down in Dayton. And one good thing I feel by her not giving up, it caused us not to give up. But I've been running my mouth for so long, I have a 440-830-216-682. So let me see what's going on with the 440 number. I feel very confident it is not a bill collector trying to pick up some of my stimulus check money that I haven't got yet. I haven't gotten it yet. Does this mean I probably won't get any? Anyway, 440-830, how are you?
What's going on, Brother Al? This is Major Taps from Proprietor E&T. What's going on?
Man, I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, man, that's what we need to get sent MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com, unless you have a CD of that for me to have and put into the system, because that's no justice, no peace. And I want to give a shout-out to you. I was just so happy to see so many Cleveland artists and entertainers and people like that show up on Saturday, including yourself. So continue on, brother.
Yeah, like Cleveland really came out and showed up, turned up. So I'm telling all my Clevelanders that came out and represented and showed support, for what's going on in this crooked system, society, and stuff like that. I just want to say I love y'all. And by real talk, that's what keep on pushing me to keep doing what I do out here and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just to see when we get together and really make something happen, you know, that's positive. So I ain't talking about the negativity and things of that nature and stuff like that, you know. But I'm going to say this, though.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
the stuff that went down Saturday later on, hey, it was only a moment of time. So it was only a moment. It was only a certain time, like, you know what I'm saying, real talk, though. Like,
right.
Yeah, like, basically, ha-ha, joking, like, what happened, no, like I said, no justice, no peace, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't condone, like, the whole, like, breaking into companies, companies, established companies and stuff like that, because, yeah, they don't got anything to do with the injustice that's going on in the society, though. The Justice Center, I give it an A. I give it an A. That's what's up, though. But y'all be careful, though, because they got guns. You know what I mean?
Right.
They got guns, and they don't mind using them and stuff. Like, you seen how they killed a person? They killed an innocent person for no reason and stuff like that with a knee.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like I said, that's what we turned up. We need to keep doing stuff like this, not in no violent way or anything like that, but make it known that we tired of this corruption that's going on and it needs to stop. And we need to get all them corrupt, you know, politicians, the ones that's in the Justice Center, O'Malley, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, that is that Warren still there? That Bloomberg, what's the dude? He was head of something. I know he was behind the... He had a lot to do with the whole Tamir Rice case and a lot of stuff, like Tamir Rice case, Tim Melissa case. What's that? Bloomberg.
Yeah,
I don't say Bloomberg. The bald head guy, he's like a warrior. He looked just like you go to
Steve Bloomberg.
Oh, no,
Steve Bloomberg.
You know,
you're talking you know, about
Steve
the whole
Warriors. Loomis. He looks like a warrior. I call him the warrior guy. The warrior. You see?
Right.
Guys, I mean, you was down there, get up out of there and stuff like that. Even a black one. Anthony Jordan, he's a cornball too. Anthony Jordan. I know a lot of people out there probably know who he is. Anthony Jordan. He's a cornball too. You know, Cassie. I'm not a fan of Cassie too. Some people might like Cassie. Okay, that's y'all. Y'all can have y'all opinion. I don't like Cassie because I know that she's deep rooted. The stuff you seen, and that's what's going on right now and stuff like that. A lot of these, you know what I'm saying, so called. A lot of these so-called, you know what I'm saying, ops, I'm putting it like that. A lot of these politicians and things of that nature and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't even want to put no color on it, no race on it and stuff like that. Even though, you know, at the end of the day, that's what some of this deals with and stuff like that. I'm just going to say ops and stuff because we got white, you know what I'm saying, like fighting for us right now and stuff like that. Because that moving downtown was so awesome because, If you see the it's some footage of the dude going down there, he thought he was Hawkeye and stuff like that. He went down there,
right.
He was trying to be an Avenger or something like that. He got beat up by a whole bunch of white boys with skateboards. They beat the crap out of him. And then you know he's in the news. He's talking about two African Americans beat me, jumped me because I said all lives matter and stuff. You sound so double standard and hypocrite. He's a demon. Yeah, all lives matter and stuff like that. But the way you go about it and stuff like this is crooked. That's that deep-rooted racism nonsense. That's the stuff that our black people and any other culture got to watch out for when it comes to them crooked devils. I'm putting it like that. I'm going to put it right there. Like, I'm going to put that out there. Everybody need to pay attention and stuff like that and stay woke. So, like I said, we came out there representing and showed up. So, y'all keep on. I mean, I believe it's something going on Thursday too, right?
Yes, it is. It's Thursday. Police officers who feel that the
We even got police officers in this. So we even got police officers in this and stuff like that. So people's out there and stuff like this. Just look, it's not just us against the police because there's not bad police officers out here and stuff. Yeah, a lot of them is messed up. Them the ones we targeting though.
You know what I'm saying? So Thursday we gonna have, you know what I'm saying, decent police officers out there that know that what's right, you know what I'm saying? And there should be justice and things of that nature and stuff like that. If we gonna come together, we gotta be smart and wise about things and stuff like that.
I mean,
not tear down the whole city of downtown. Yeah, it was fun and exciting. Yeah, I bet, you know what I'm saying. Though we don't want that to be their form of bait for them to try to attack American soil. Because you know what I'm saying, the ones in the office, they don't care nothing about the American people over here and stuff like that. You know, our president is best friends with, is one of the big mob bosses, you know, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you called it.
So like
you
that,
called
I'm
it.
Leaving it at that. So let's be smart and wise and stuff like that. But yeah, though, you know what I'm saying? Stand your ground. Y'all represent it. I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So
I hear
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Let's think more smarter and let's get, you know what I'm saying, more work on this and stuff like that. Now it's time to, you know what I'm saying, all right, what's the next move now? All right? So,
ooh,
that being
and
said,
I'm glad
much
you
love.
Said that.
So, Major Tax Supply, ENT. Shout outs to Al Porter, BMA, you know. Brother Art McCoy was up there on the bus, you know what I'm saying, representing and stuff
right.
like that. He was the Army, you know.
There
Brother,
you go.
C Rock from the block. Shout outs to C Rock. Brother William Shakespeare was in the house.
Right.
You know what I mean? We all came out there represented as a unit. So that's how we should be. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just blacks, it was blacks, whites, Caucasians, Latinos, Asians. That's how it should be. So with that, I'm gonna leave it alone, let somebody else, you know what I'm saying, get up on here. So with that,
we'll
I'm gonna
do that. Thank you for calling in. And I appreciate you. Before I go to that 216-682 phone number, I would like to at least throw out there and let people know that this coming Thursday, should be very interesting. The Hope Speaks Live show, I believe it's based now out of Florida. Hope Speaks Live, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Facebook Live. They will be interviewing Man in the Street, talking about mistakes that we as elders do when trying to reach the youth. And it's a lot of mistakes that we do. It's a lot of them. One of the mistakes I would think is probably talking too long when you have somebody on the phone line. And that mistake I don't want to do because the 216-682 number might be a young person saying, dude, you talk too long. So I got to go to that 216-682 and say, hey, I'm giving you your turn to speak. How you doing out there?
Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter, doing really good. Thanks for the compliment. I ain't been young in a long time. I didn't go to the protest. I had my daughter this weekend, and to be honest with you, I'm really not on terms with trust and police. So I thought, well, I don't want to spend the weekend in jail this weekend going to a protest or don't want to stay home with my daughter for visitation. And the group that went down there, we're definitely partners with all of them. And then
right.
after I seen the violence, I was pretty upset about it. It actually bothered me really bad. You know, Justice Center didn't bother me that bad, but the businesses is what bothered me. And what bothered me about that is we met a black-owned business. And I remember sitting home Sunday morning, I'm sitting there thinking, man, what can I do, man? So I grabbed a broom, a power washer, some trash bags. Me and my fiance went down there, and I started going from business to business saying, put me to work, man. I'm here to help right now. So we started sweeping up glass and cleaning up all kinds of glass. CVS Pharmacy is actually one of my jobs. They got a couple $1 million worth done of damage done to them. I mean, they'll recover. The main people that I'm worried about, though, is a black-owned business, and that really upset me because I talked to these three brothers there. I can see the tears in their face. And they said, man, me and my brothers, man, we put all our money into this. It's not corporately owned. And we did everything we could to build this back up. And I looked at him and said, brother, when you get this thing running, here's my card. I swear to you, when I advertise like crazy, I'm going to do every damn thing
right.
I can to have wines outside your door. And the thing
right.
about this stuff is, do we have injustices? You damn right we do. But here's the thing, though, man, is we can't tear down our own city, man, when it comes to doing this. I understand people are upset and all that, but you take that right to the cops' house that are pulling us. You know, I mean, if 696 Kids Building would have got tagged, man, I would have been smiling ear to ear because they watch black people die every single day, man, and don't have a second thought about it. And so does juvenile court, and so does domestic relations, and so does Department of Children and Family Services. I mean, they could care less. So, and I mean, you have black cops out there. They're just as hurt as black people are watching somebody that wore the same badge they do take out an unarmed black man in cold blood. And that guy should face murder charges. He should get life in prison or an execution. Everything he owns should be donated to the Floyd family. I mean, they need to hammer him, hammer him. I mean, it's what he did was absolutely horrible. So Father's Eyes Matter, man, is we're going to step back from protesting for a little bit because we found out some other interesting factors. Those protests were supposed to be nice and legal protests. Come to find out, they have an underground organization that's been sending people to these protests and putting them strategically in the crowd to stir up the crowd and to start violence and protest. So now you have people watching us to try to get our legal protest to turn violent. And I don't know who's paying them and who's funding, but I found out that they're traveling from state to state doing that. Even the news, it's all over the news now, too, that they're doing that. So another thing that I like, too, is like in Cincinnati, man, there was these four black males bigger than life, man. I wouldn't want to, you know, cross paths with them. And they're standing there in the middle of the street, and they see this violent crowd walking towards them. And this black male walked up to him, and he said, "Not today. You ain't tearing down my neighborhood, man. There ain't no way it's happening." And he got in a guy's face, and he said, "I don't care if the cops are behind me or not. Get out of Cincinnati right now." And they walked them right down the damn street and made sure they didn't touch anything. And that's what we need to do as a community, especially in our cities, man. You don't let nobody tear down your own hood. I mean, this is our stuff. I mean, it belongs to black people, white people, Puerto Ricans. This is ours. We can't let nobody rip it apart. So these cops are going back to their Beechwood homes and all that and living in their $200,000 homes. And now we got to rebuild our cities. You know, they could care less if we tear down our own city or not. So...
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for what you had to add. We appreciate you.
Hey, the fiance wants to say hi to you real quick. Here she is.
Hey,
Al. So I wanted to tell you about the three African-American businessmen that Joe and I ran into. They are leasing space out of African-American company who sits right next to my company in the North Point Tower called CLE Consulting. They are all over the news right now doing nothing but good for the community. And Larice and Mel, who are the partners of owning CLE Consulting, have backed these guys, and they're about to make Caribbean jerk chicken, and it sits right next to the City Club in CVS. And I cannot wait to taste their food. So
keep us abreast so that we can come down there and purchase some of that food and help them get back on their feet the correct way.
Yeah. They are in the middle of construction right now, so they said they weren't damaged heavily, just their glass windows, because they are in construction right now. But the rest of the business owners that were down there were very thankful and very pleased. And I just wanted to tell you that every person that we ran into who was at your protest all said that you guys had did it correctly. And that from Jump Street, you said there would be no violence. So just letting you know that that's the word on the street, and which is the truth. And I'm glad that you guys are not getting the bad rap that what people think is happening and that other people are tagging what you guys don't stand for. So let you know, this white girl totally supports Black Lives Matters, Black on Black Crime, and the rest of your groups. So,
thank you so much.
And I have been worried about all of you guys since Saturday night, like to make sure you guys made it home safely. And I was texting and calling, and I was just unsettled to make sure that my friends were okay.
We appreciate that. And so I thank you so very much for that.
You are welcome, Mr. Porter. And give Mama Porter my love.
I'll do that. And do me a favor, you all. hey, help the rest of the family members, because you all definitely are in our prayers no matter what.
Thank you very much. My son goes in 2 weeks for his craniotomy, for brain surgery.
Yes. No problem.
So,
no problem.
Yeah. We go for pre-op testing tomorrow, so we're trying to figure out how we're going to get there because we have to go to UH. So it's going to be interesting going from the west east side.
Moving on up. Anyway, I appreciate that phone call. We'll keep you all, like I said, continuously in our prayers. Definitely feel free to hold a line, and thank you for calling in.
You are welcome. You have a great night.
No problem. You both as well. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying the conversation, so I'm not going to keep the long distance 601 with the 513 waiting. If you are a bill collector, I'm telling you right now, this is not our Porter Man in the Street show. This is Freddie Fred's Shop Incorporated. 601 area code with the 513. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, brother? Brother Al. This is presidential candidate Michael Pelletti, man. I'm sorry. I was going earlier, and a lot of stuff has been happening for me today. I was live earlier. I want some people who called me after about who I am, where I came from, why you didn't show up early, and all that other stuff. And then when I realized it was way past, because the daylight savings time was supposed to be changing already. And so when it, you know, how it gets dark almost 10 o'clock. I'm
yes.
still thinking, you know, so I'm still trying to get used to that. So I'm sorry for everybody. Sorry, I should have been here earlier. Someone just say this out front. What's going on with our country? America is burning. It's burning because African Americans, our people, have not been treated fairly. We have not been treated as such as Americans. And that's all we ask. We want love and solidarity and understanding. We don't want bull crap and lies and deceit from anybody. And it's been shown on both sides, actually, but more so on the Republican side. And as the presidential candidate, Michael D. Landingham, because I'm going to get a few seconds because I know you got to go.
Right.
At the protest of Cleveland for the riots for Brother George. I saw, and I have to say this, I saw somebody who was breaking windows and stuff, and somebody in a white, you know, somebody was white, and was dressed in a hoodie and everything. I'm wondering, it was hot as hell. Why you got a hoodie on? Well, you got a mask on. And I saw somebody with a headphone set, not like something like eyewear, but something like, you know, like the curly thing.
Right.
White curly headphones. Yeah. I saw that. And then what that gentleman had spoke with that lady is true. Donald Trump have his people go around the country and pretend that they're like us and then start violence to be a spark for everybody else to follow and say, well, if they're doing it, it's okay for us to do it. Let me explain. As a president of Canada, I want y'all to protest, but do not cause violence. And if you see somebody breaking windows or something, beat their ass and bring them to the police as a group. That's what you should do. Do them when Martin Luther King marched and everybody else marched. They didn't bring nothing down. The crime happened after the fact. He died. Oh, not that. He got murdered. That's when the burning started.
You're right.
So at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, do not let the president, the Justice Department, to make you so pissed off that you be so blinded that they want to treat us like animals and make us act like animals, and they come out and say martial law, and then 2020 election is done. We have to think about this. It's the election, stupid, not the economy. It's the election, stupid. Not calling you stupid. Just gonna, that's the overall point.
But I get what you're saying.
Right. I mean, if you don't know, you find somebody who does know, and then you know. But overall, here's what I'm going to leave you more of. COVID-19 is out there. Be careful with that. If you got a protest, make sure you wear your mask. Be protective. Wash your hands. Have hand sanitizers. Be protected. When I was out there downtown, I had people sharing water. I shook hands with the cops. I said, do not shoot the protesters. Do not hurt them whatsoever. And
right, right.
There's live video, Landon Hamm for President 2020, We the People on Facebook. You'll see it. Facebook cut that video out for an hour and 15 minutes where 700 people saw it in 24 hours. So they cut it out. I checked Facebook. They put it back on 5 minutes later. Facebook is working with Trump to quiet us. If they don't say Trump can say all this but quiet us on trying to find the truth, I think Facebook is going to have a lot of trouble when I become president. I promise you that. I need your support. I need you to share. If you have some money to donate, there's a link that you can donate. But mainly what I want you to do is share the truth. It's time for black people, for all people, all Americans, all people who are free men to come together in love, courage, and solidarity and sacrifice and then this understanding of one another in order to make a future for all of us, even our children.
I appreciate that. That strong message. And I'm looking forward to rewatch that Facebook Live, because as a candidate, you did what you were supposed to do. And I thank you so much.
And I was in the fire. I was in the smoke. I said, let me go right into the fire. You'll hear me go live, and I walk right into it.
Yes, you did.
You saw it. Did I do it?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
With no fear.
You are.
And that's what every American mm-hmm. should be, without fear. Damn what Donald Trump says. He went into the bunker and went high to my law and order president. Dude, you're you a punk. You're a weakling. You're a bully. And most bullies are punks anyway, so I'm calling you out. You know where I'm at. Come find me. Ladies and gentlemen, stay blessed. Stay safe. Protest all throughout the year. But do not start violence. If you see somebody starting fires in our city or anywhere else, beat their ass and bring them to the police. You understand? That's how you do it. That's how you show humanity. You show them, the other side, that we're not all monsters, we're not all gangsters, we're nothing what they said. Confront us, and we're going to show you what we are as black people. And Joe Biden, that's what black people is, baby.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, before I leave, I have to dedicate a track to Michael D. Landingham, presidential candidate, man in the street, program definitely endorsed. Next week I'll get into some of those words that I was talking about earlier on. Got to deal with that at a different point when it's talking about infiltrators, saboteurs, disruptors, as well as opportunists. I will have to get into next week what happened when we went out to a peaceful protest the day before, dealing with those judges and their court system, and why we threw out such judge names as Judge Nancy First, Judge Gall, and Judge John P. O'Donnell. But you know something? If parents had done this to some of the rioters when they were young, maybe they wouldn't have done it now, but you know, you could take this next song, you could say BTA if you wanted to, if you were speaking correct English, and say beat their ass, or you could go beat their ass, or you could just put a BDA on it and go colloquial and say beat their ass. But I'm sending this one out. Michael D. Landingham told you how to deal with people tearing up and rioting in your neighborhood. I love it myself. He told you how. So let's send this out.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No
time out, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass.
If your child act up, whoop their ass.